Members of the Democratic Party are reviewing the strategies that led to their defeat in the congressional elections. In Texas, the defeat was especially bitter because of the hopes Democrats had for their so-called dream team, a Latino candidate for governor, a black candidate for senator, and an Anglo for lieutenant governor. Commentator Ruben Navarrete says Texas Democrats do have something to learn from the failure of the dream team, but so do Texas Republicans.
After last week's election, the Texas Democrats' rainbow ticket is all black and blue. On election night, a local political science professor explained on television why Tony Sanchez would not be the next governor and Ron Kirk was not headed to the Senate. Sanchez and Kirk had won plenty of minority votes, he said, but to win, they also had to win over white voters. Sure, pal, easier said than done. In Texas, doing one makes it all but impossible to do the other. Every time Sanchez and Kirk tried to accommodate whites, they dulled enthusiasm among minorities. Some Hispanics and African Americans told reporters they felt as if the candidates took their support for granted. And yet every time Sanchez and Kirk returned to their base with a racial or ethnic pitch, they stirred fear in white voters. What's there to be afraid of? In a word, demographics. Census figures say that in 2 years, whites will be the minority in Texas, just as whites are now the minority in California. Now that doesn't sound so horrible to me, but I'm Hispanic. And it's not my ethnic group that's racing toward minority status. But hold on there. While victorious now, Texas Republicans are living on borrowed time. Demographics don't lie. This will become a majority-minority state. And when it does, Republicans could end up paying for what they do now to antagonize minorities. At the top of the list is a campaign ad from Sanchez's opponent, Republican Governor Rick Perry. The ad implied that Sanchez, a banker with roots along the border, was complicit in the 1985 killing of DEA agent Enrique Quique Camarena. Even so, the turnout among Hispanics and African Americans this year increased only marginally from what it was 4 years ago, despite Democratic hopes that having non-whites atop the ticket would bring out minority voters. To increase it, Democrats should concentrate next time on taking care of their base first and letting white voters, who are more likely to vote anyway, gravitate to them. They should also focus on the long run. You see, I've seen this movie before. I lived in California in 1994 when Governor Pete Wilson used xenophobic fear-mongering to scare up the support of white voters, only to have Republicans pay the price for the next four elections. This year, California voters elected Democrats to all statewide offices for the first time since 1882. Therein lies a warning for Texas Republicans. They should forget the Alamo and remember California.
The comments of Ruben Navarrete, an editorial writer for the Dallas Morning News and a nationally syndicated columnist.